This is called Marin and the Bears and Me. One time, Marin and I were out walking in the mountains. It was a very hot day, and as we were walking, we found a little cave. It was just big enough to crawl into, and we crawled in, and it was very nice and cool in the cave, and we sat there and we talked about it, and we started talking slower and slower until we went to sleep. And when I woke up, it was dark, and I thought, oh, how am I going to be able to find my way out of these mountains in the dark? So I looked out the cave door, and it turned out it wasn't nighttime. It was just a very small bear putting his shadow on the door of the cave. Well, it was a very small bear, but you don't mess with wild animals. Sometimes they carry diseases, and they have teeth and claws, and sometimes small animals are with big animals. So I woke up Marin.
What?
I said, shh, there's a bear out there.
A bear?
Shh, she said.
What are we gonna do?
And I said, maybe they'll go away. When I said that, the little bear crawled into the cave. And Marin said,
what are we gonna do now?
And I said, I'll pick up a rock and I'll throw it over there. The bear will go see what made the noise and we'll run away. Well, I picked up the rock, but before I could throw it, a second bear, bigger than the first bear, came into the cave. Marin said,
what are we going to do now?
And I said, I'll throw the rock. The first bear will go see what made the noise. One of us will jump on the second bear and wrestle with it while I run for help.
Okay.
Well, before I could throw the rock, a third bear, bigger than the first two bears, came into the cave. He was so big he couldn't even walk in. He had to scooch in like a cork in a bottle. And Marin said,
what do we do now?
And I said, maybe they won't see us. First time I'd been right all day. Bears do not have a very good vision, but they do have an excellent sense of smell. And the littlest bear, who could stand up in the cave, started sniffing. He went, when he sniffed us, he started growling. And when he started growling, the other bears start growling. Bears growl like this. They say, purge, purge. Well, they got us up in the corner of the cave. They were so close, we could feel their breath on our faces.
And then what happened?
They ate us up.
And how come we're still here?
That's another story.